Nolte, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren Reignite Dangerous Ferguson Lie. By John Nolte on August 12, 2019. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, two top-tier candidates for the Democrat presidential nomination, have deliberately reignited the proven lie that an innocent black man, Michael Brown, was murdered by a white cop in Ferguson, Missouri, 5 years ago. Michael Brown's murder forever changed Ferguson and America, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, tweeted. His tragic death sparked a desperately needed conversation and a nationwide movement. We must fight for stronger accountability and racial equity in our justice system. 5 years ago, Michael Brown was murdered by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, tweeted. Michael was unarmed yet he was shot six times. I stand with activists and organizers who continue the fight for justice for Michael. We must confront systemic racism and police violence head-on. Both Democrat presidential candidates are deliberately using the false and inflammatory word murder. And thus far not a single member of the establishment media have bothered to hold them accountable for spreading this debunked conspiracy theory. A dangerous conspiracy theory that has already ignited one riot. Warren's tweet is the worst of the two because she's intentionally race-baiting, intentionally rebuilding the black v. white dynamic that caused days of rioting in a predominantly black, working-class area of Ferguson. And the whole thing was a hoax, a big, fat hoax spread by an irresponsible media, primarily CNN, determined to launch the race riots that boost their pathetic ratings and further their left-wing agenda. The hoax was based on a liar who claimed he witnessed Brown, a black man, surrender peacefully to a white police officer with the words "hands up, don't shoot." Except it didn't happen that way, and a myriad of witnesses, many of them black, and the forensic evidence proved it didn't happen that way. What it did prove is that the police officer's shooting of Brown was justified. Even Barack Obama's corrupt Department of Justice cleared the shooting after the evidence and witness testimony confirmed the much larger Brown, remember all that gentle giant nonsense? Assaulted the officer and put the officer in a position where he had no choice but to shoot and kill Brown in self-defense. All of the strife, anger, bitterness, violence, and division that came with Ferguson was, tragically and unnecessarily, based on a proven lie, and the fact that Warren and Harris are willing to reignite this proven lie, spread it all over again, and in doing so, smear an innocent police officer as a murderer is simply outrageous and a disqualifier for higher office. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.